Hey, what's up everyone? Derek Cole here with Simmons 1 Hour Heating and Air, and today I want to talk to you about keeping your home comfortable during these cooler nights. The cooler nights are coming, the cooler nights are ahead. How do you keep your unit so you're comfortable at home? One way to do that is by getting your unit serviced. This summer has been hot, it's been muggy, it's been miserable, and the best thing to do for your system is to have it serviced and cleaned by a professional. Have your unit checked, serviced, and cleaned by a professional so you're good to go when the weather does turn colder outside. Your unit has run a marathon this summer, keeping your home cool, keeping you cool, and between mowing grass and weather. The unit needs to be clean so it can breathe, and it needs to be checked and serviced so you're not having any kind of issues that can be caught before the cold weather hits. Also, install a Wi-Fi programmable thermostat. I know you probably have Wi-Fi at home. This thing is it's awesome. When we originally talked about getting Wi-Fi thermostats, my thought was, people will be at work and they'll program their thermostat, and when they get home, it'll be comfortable. They don't have to worry about times and running late, being home early. None of that matters because they have a Wi-Fi thermostat. Well, what we found out was most people actually use the Wi-Fi thermostat from the room the thermostat's in. So instead of getting up from the couch, pausing Netflix or Paramount, instead of pausing that, go into your phone and change it on your phone versus going up to the thermostat and walking over there to change it. Now, I didn't see that coming, but that is one cool resource of having the Wi-Fi thermostat, is that you can change it without even having to get up. Or you could use it anywhere in the world as long as you have an internet connection. Number three, change your filters. You probably have not thought about this. It's been hot, it's been miserable coming off summer, you've been busy. Change your air filters. At least check them every month. Change them every 1 to 3 months, depending on your situation, your use, and how your home operates. Obviously, the more kids and the more pets and things like that, the filter need to be changed more often than if you say live by yourself, check in very little outside dust particles into the house. So it's going to depend on the home, it's going to depend on the family, but every month, at least once a month, change that air filter to make sure that system is breathing properly. Lastly, uncover the vents. I know this is a very sticky topic with some folks. Furniture, appliances, those things, curtains, those things should not be blocking the air vents in your house. The vents are there to condition your home. Usually, they're on the outside walls because they're trying to condition what is exposed to the outside. So, windows, walls, those things are where the vents are. So, if you go in your house, you'll see them on the outside part of the wall, unless you're in like a mobile home and for some reason they put them in the middle. But typical when you have a home, the vents are on the outside walls. On the outside walls towards the window or towards some kind of object. That a window is a great one for letting in heat. So once to condition that spot, condition that wall, and put up a curtain of condition for that wall and that space to condition the outside wall, because that is where your infiltration is coming from. It's too hot, too cold outside. It's starting to get comfortable inside, so it's going to attack that space by heating and cooling that wall so you're comfortable inside the space. Some people have air diverters. Have you seen those plastic things that sit on the grill? Those are not good either because that's blowing the air inside the home and it's made to condition that outside wall. So make sure it's not obstructed, make sure nothing is over it, make sure it's clean, it's clear, make sure it's open. Even if you're in a room that you don't use, leave the vents open. The air needs to come out of the unit and needs to come back to the unit. Well, Derek, my daughter's bedroom, she's out of town. She's hardly ever there. We close off, shut the door. That's not a good idea. You want to leave that vent open. You want to leave that door open so the air can get out of the system and then come back into the system, cool, conditioned air through that clean, changed air filter. So, a few little tips that you can use before the temperatures start getting cooler. Again, it's been a long, hot summer. Mainly, give that unit service, get that unit checked, make sure you're good to go before it's time for heating to really ramp up.